want to welcome everybody to the Thanksgiving weekend edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, your wonderful, illustrious host. And I say wonderful because we truly had a great Thanksgiving, our family did. And we've got with us this morning Sean McGowan from Miami, Florida. So we couldn't be at any more polar opposites of the country, from the northwest to the way southeast. Yeah, I know my geography.
Yeah, south by the equator. It's 10 a.m. here, 7 a.m. where you are. So I got maybe 2 hours on yet.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't eat that much turkey, so the tryptophan doesn't have that powerful of a lasting result to make the brain foggy. Just a little drowsy for the afternoon football game, and that's about it. Well, let's get underway. For those of you who have never had the privilege of meeting Sean in person, he's the opposite of the Napoleon complex that I have in stature. He kind of towers above the crowd, unlike I do, but has an amazing story. We're just going to jump right in. Sean, why don't you take us back? I think it's been 13, 14 years since you were introduced to Meekin.
It has been. It's been since October of 96.
Okay, so a few years ago, and you were not, if I could say it this way, you were not at the top of your game when Meekin came into your life. Is that a good way of assessing it?
No, yeah, I guess, life is a process, and I definitely, we all have our learning curves. We're all going to go through things. I was actually introduced to this product in 94 through Chris Gullo in a gym in Phoenix, Arizona. But as far as getting into the business and signing on as a distributor, that came about in 1990.
Okay. And what, I believe you guys were in Chicago at the time, right?
I had moved to Chicago, and that's when I contacted Chris, because the product had such a profound result with me. I was hit by a drunk driver. I was on a bicycle, and I broke my collarbone, my scapula, I had bruised chest cavity, which actually hurt the worst. I had thoracic cervical spine injury. I had joint issues all the way down, and I was getting a lot of fluid taken out of my knees. You couldn't even see my kneecap because the fluid was so, there was such a buildup that you couldn't see my kneecaps, and I had a hard time bending my knees, that kind of thing, because there was so much pressure on my knees, and doctors were telling me I would never be able to run, one of those stories, and of course, when you're told you can't do something, that's exactly what you want to do. I hated running at the time, but as soon as I got told that I wouldn't be able to do that ever, I set out to do that, and at the time I was getting acupuncture, chiropractic, electric stimulation, I was putting pads around the muscles to stimulate the muscles, I was taking glucosamine, this is, 15 years ago, glucosamine became, main. And I was doing everything, and some of the stuff helped a bit, but nothing like the magnetics. And back in those days, as you guys may well know, or be reminded by those who have been in it a long time, that it's pretty much all they had was magnetics. They didn't even have far infrared. I did try the magnetic insoles, which were black at that time, and had bumps on both sides. And I had a couple of the magnetic discs, the minis, which I put around my knees, and it was like an overnight thing. My knees, the swelling had gone down. I wore my magnetic insoles to bed inside socks, and the swelling went down on one knee, and so then I put the discs on the other knee, and they went down like the next day, and within about a week I was running, I'm a bigger guy. At the time I found these products, I was probably weighing about 265. I was playing water polo. I'm about 6'5", so I wasn't out of shape at 265. I was very much in shape as far as physically. And since then, I've done a number of triathlons, probably around 30 triathlons, and two marathons.
All callers are muted.
Go ahead. Keep going, Sean. Sorry about
okay,
that.
So that's okay. So I wound up, I got in the business. I called Chris Gullo. I said, Chris, are you still doing Meekin? And he And he said, yes, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm no longer involved in the other business ventures I was in. I've severed ties, and I found much more gratification. I found people calling me and thanking me, which that hardly ever happened in the corporate world for his position anyway. And so he was doing this full time. I said, well, look, I don't want to do the business, is what I told him. I probably told them in that 50 times, and I said, but I do have some people that these products would help, I think.
Now, you have to answer this question for me, Sean, because a lot of people, we hear that all the time. Hey, I'm not a salesman, I'm not a salesperson, I'm not interested in doing the business, I just want the products. What was going on in your life that you were completely opposed to doing Nikan as a business?
Well, you know, I had been involved or tried, let's just say that I signed up with a couple of network marketing companies prior to Nikan coming around. And so I thought I understood the business model, and I really, the whole sales thing, even though I was in sales, it just seemed so hard and so insurmountable. I just, you know, to go go out and gather a group of other salespeople, so to speak. I just wasn't into it. I went to a business presentation actually in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's what, you know, it kept me away from Nikan for a couple of years because I went to a business presentation. Dennis and Ruth Williams did the presentation back in 96. They had their mobile home parked right outside, I believe, and I thought, well, maybe them, but not me.
I was hoping you were going to say some guest guy from Portland, Oregon, you know, little guy named with last name of Rogers was doing it, and that totally turned you off. But I mean, come on, Sean, Dennis and Ruth Williams, they could push people over with a feather. It's not because they're, you know, Rico Suave and anything like that. It's just totally laid back. So obviously, which is a good thing to learn here that once you made your mind up, or in sharing with people, if they to get exposed to someone like Dennis Williams in a presentation like that, if it's not a fit, then it's not a fit. So you saw that, and in Phoenix,
it was more of a reflection of where I was and not where anybody else was, obviously.
Sure.
And
the timing does mean everything.
It does. It really does. And you know, one thing I got to tell you that. You know, with the other products that I was exposed to, one was a nutritional company, Interior Design Nutritionals, which is a subsidiary, I believe, of New Skin. Another one was NSA Water Filters. Another was a long distance company, and I didn't feel motivated to really, you know, it wasn't the first thing or even the last thing on my mind to get up and share that product. But you know, having had a product testimony, as many of us have. Either witnessed that through close family members or had that for ourselves, experienced that for ourselves with the Nikan product, it was so profound that, you know, I don't even know how I kept it quiet for 2 years. I guess I really didn't. I think people just kind of laughed at me at first, but then, you know, as we get on in life, we you know, it's a big topic of conversation. Let's face it, you're sitting around at the dinner table, you're up here, you're there, and people are talking about the pain in their shoulders, their back, their whatever. And I had gone close to a couple people who were complaining of some discomfort, and I said, hey, I don't know if this can work for you. It did work for me, and so I was calling Chris about it because I was thinking Chris was a doctor, which he's not. Well informed me, he said, Sean, I'm no doctor. All you can do is, have him try it. And I said, oh boy, I don't know how to about this. And I got discouraged hearing that because I was just like, oh geez, you know, this is just a trial basis and I can't give anybody the sureness that I want. So, but these people were willing to try it, just based on my own testimony. They had gotten results, and a couple of them said, hey, we're going to do this business. You know, we're going to share these products, Sean. We want to know more about the business. And I said, well, I'm not really doing this, but I can call my friend Chris. And then this became like the cat and mouse thing. I was calling Chris two or three, four times a day, and I was asking them questions, but I would always prep it with, Chris, I do not want to do this business, but, you know, I do not want to do this business, however, I do not want to do this business, but I just want to tell you, and it's so funny, it is kind of funny, Lex, because I've had people join me in this business doing the exact same thing. And finally, Chris says, Sean, can I share something with you? I go, yeah, Chris, what is it? And he said, well, you are doing the business already. I would just like to share with you a little bit more efficient way where we can help more people, because that's the whole business, Sean, is helping people, you know.
So maybe for starters, quit saying that you're not doing it when you are.
Right. I mean, it's kind of funny. I was, so he showed me, where I was doing the business, and he just said, look, we can do this a lot more efficiently. And so I said, okay, great. And you know, he came up to Chicago, and I met with him. And at the time, I was getting ready, actually, to go back to school. And he informed me, he said, sure, you can have my master's degree if you want it. And I said, what? Excuse me? You know, and now sit down education, but what I was going to go back to school for, sometimes in the educational system, you're being taught by people who talk the talk, but not necessarily able to walk the walk. And he informed me that he was going to business school with a guy, one of his professors had tried to start up businesses, you know, in his off year or his off time during this school year, and couldn't and failed many times. He said, just because you go to school and learn, it doesn't mean you're not going to have setbacks. Doesn't mean you're not going to have this stuff. And that was when he introduced me to Bob Proctor. And on CD, on tape, I've also been through seminars with him. He said, Sean, I promise you, if you follow the dictates of this guy, his teachings, you will have a really you know, your view of around money and business will be it'll be altered in such a way that you can see that it doesn't take a formal education to do that. But he said, I'm not against you getting a formal education. Do what you want, but that's, you know, I'm just sharing with you that you can learn more from this guy and probably in 30 minutes than you will in 30 classrooms. You know, so.
Which is something that always is hard for some of us to swallow. I mean, mm-hmm. I went to school for 2 years. My wife's got a dual major, and some people think that, if I'm going to be effective at this thing called network marketing, I really got to be educated. And there is an educational curve, don't get me wrong. And I know that I love the way that Greg Rooney, part of your upline, has always said, I mean, the one that I learned from, that, you know, three to five years, you're not going to, and because he was a prime example of somebody who jumped in and did several things wrong. However, you know, passion on fire is so much better than knowledge on ice. We've heard that many times, that, you know, you can get there and do it. But for you, you didn't have a lot of assets. I mean, you knew some people, but financially, you were not in the best position to start a business, were you?
No. You know, when Chris came to town, and you guys, for those of you who are listening, this is a story that I share very publicly. I actually do a lot of public speaking. Some of it's been paid for as a paid public speaker. Some of it's been a lot of it's been voluntarily. Whether it's in schools, colleges, seminars. I was just back in Chicago and spoke to a group of about 400 people at a nonprofit organization. I have a tremendous story that we probably won't be able to cover even a tenth of it in just 30 minutes or so we have this morning. But yes, I was. You know, you talk about destitute. I started this business. I was actually homeless at the time. Living in a massage room, sleeping on a massage table with a space heater, and I was, but the issues in my life, I had from the childhood and growing up, I had a lot of self-esteem issues. I was a big time introvert, which was probably one of the biggest reasons why. You know, I had one of the biggest fears I had about any kind of sales whatsoever, whether it be networking or just a basic transfer of your emotions, all my emotions anyways, I had bottled up inside. I come from a long lineage of depression. diagnosed with both of those at one time or another. And as a result of this, and just, you know, being the bullied kid, so to speak, growing up, and you know, I'm 6'5", and, you know, 240 right now, and I'm not, you know, I'm in great shape, but, you know, it doesn't mean you can't feel small inside, no matter what size, no matter what your stature, and the fact of the matter is, I felt very small inside for many years, and just had a very hard time fitting in. I one of the dispositions I thought were in my life, which I see as an advantage today, is that, you know, I was born in a mixed-race household, father's black, mom's white, in Iowa, and I don't, you know, that was like the worst two combinations in the world, you know.
The fact of being born in Iowa?
Yeah, and so I felt like a Martian. I felt like, you know, just the whole, you know, kids can be cool. And when you show inferiority, when you show these kind of insecurities, you know, not only kids, but the world will steady hand you what you show them.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I was showing a lot of weaknesses just because I was so afraid of everybody and everything. And it led me to a lot of self-destructive behaviors and a very, very unmanageable life from the get-go. And I was just always running away or running to. And it was just what how I like to refer to the firm as Chase and Jason. So I was basically, yeah, homeless. And Chris didn't know it at the time, you know, because it's not something I would post about, obviously. But he told me that in order to get in this business that I would need to get one of the business packs. Back in those days, he was a little bit more hardcore maybe than he is today. He said, look, Sean, if your favorite car, was outside today and it was on sale for $5,000, fully equipped, all the taxes covered, he said, would you come up with the money for that car? And I said, yes. And he says, well, this is a lot more valuable. And he showed me on the scale of the penny doubling system, where you take a penny and you double it every day for 31 days. And after 15 days, you only have around, I believe it's around $150 or $300 and some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's where most people quit in life, Sean. He says, the day one to day 15, the 1 to 15 years, however you want to put that, that time frame. And he said, Sean, now look, if I were to give you $100,000 or $1 million or a penny doubled every day for 31 days, what would you take? And at the time, you know, I was being so short-sighted in my life, I said, obviously, the $100,000. And he said, well, Sean, if you calculated out the 31 days, you come up to $10,737,000 and change. Now, I could hardly believe that when he said that, so I had to do it for myself on paper, and I did it right in front of him, and I was always really good at math. So I did it real quick, and sure enough, he was correct. It came up to $10,737,000 and change. And he said, Sean, he said, look, he says, if we do this right, and, he says, your success is not solely your responsibility. And that rang true, that rang so hard, and I remember that so vividly, Vance. He would say, your success is not up to you. And I go, well, like, who is it up to then? He goes, well, it's a we thing, Sean. It's not just about you. It's we. And I said, okay. And so how I heard that is, I know he didn't say this, but he said, you know, how I heard it was, it's he's going to help me, or it's on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really took that and ran with it. Now, within a couple years of getting out there and really going with this thing, and we went to trade shows, we went to no length. I mean, I just walked and breathed this thing for a year. And he told me, he said, in the first year, Sean, he says, it's very important to do one thing I'm going to ask you to do. And he says, what are your two favorite things to do right now? And I told him, I said, well, triathlons. And the second thing he said, I said, TV. and I love watching TV. Now, at the time, I didn't even own a TV. But he said, I want you to stop going to your friends on weekends and watching football and all that. He says, I want you to give up two things you love the most. So that'd be triathlons and TV. And so I said, wow, he's asking a lot. He says, but I guarantee you, Sean, within a year, you'll have everything you've ever wanted, and you'll be able to go right back to that, and you will be financially free within a year. And so I took him up on this. I gave up the TV, I gave up the triathlon, and in a year I had grown a business that I had around 2,400 people that had signed up. I had 26 silvers or above in my group, and it spanned over four countries. Within a little over a year, about a year and a half, about 18 months. I even had one of the guys that joined with me within that year. He had his first full year in the business was $96,000, and his mom actually got in the business, and she was in high five figures as well. So now, having said that, I got to tell you that money, it just amplified me, because money will amplify you. It'll amplify your heart. If you happen to be stubborn, greedy, and selfish, more money can help you be more stubborn, more greedy, more selfish. It will reveal the real you, I like to put it. And that's why, when they say, most people who win the lottery are broke within 7 years, because most people think that money makes them smart. When they get all this money, they say, I got a great idea all of a sudden, not realizing that successful people had many failures along the way to get success. And I'm sure you guys know what I mean on this call. You guys are probably a lot more mature than I was when I was, a lot younger or whatever, years ago.
This is the point in the movie that we're sitting in the theater, and we things are hunky-dory and things are rolling and life is the perfect American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing there was a crash.
There was. As I mentioned, it fueled who I was, it fueled the self-destructive behaviors I was involved in, and all of a sudden I felt more miserable than ever. And I just had the principle backwards. It was all about loving money. But anything you put above God, above people, you'll end up trying to use everything. In other words, I was loving money and using people. I idolized everything. My whole identity became about what I drove, where I lived, the woman on my arm, the money in my pocket. In fact, that's how weak and limited I judged the people of this world, is that in order to know you, I'd be like, well, what do you do for work? Like, that's the whole picture, and that's never the picture. And in fact, my mom said it the best. She said, I tried to love your father for the person I expected him to be, all the while missing out on who he really was. That was basically my life. I missed out on a lot of life because I place so much value, so much power in stuff and things that can't really absorb the kind of power that we have to put in it. And so the things of the earth that we put power in, whether it's money or cars, all that stuff just comes right out of the earth. Even the car does, the ore comes from the earth. All that stuff, I was putting so much power and prestige, and identification in. What happens is that stuff, we should be ruling and dominating that stuff. That stuff ruled and dominated me because that's where I saw, on a tower, and that's where I put it. And so I began to identify myself with that. And so even when I was on vacations, I started taking vacations, I could hardly even think to come back home. I hated coming back home just because I knew I was going to be by myself. I knew I just was going to feel so much more miserable. When you're by yourself and no one's watching, that's when your true character is revealed.
Sure.
And I felt very, very miserable. I never felt more miserable in my entire life. life when I had a lot of resources but no substance to stand on.
Which, and I think Sean, what I hear you saying, not putting words in your mouth at all, that kind of missing the five pillars of health along the journey of wellness, in a sense.
Yeah, you could say that.
Because on the outside, you had everything that we would say would be the measure of success.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you don't have the balance, healthy family, healthy finances, healthy mind, because all those factors were definitely, I mean, were literally an albatross around your neck. Because we all go through that, you know. Anytime, anybody who's a silver and above a NECN will attest that when you're being used as a NECN wellness consultant and there's any measurable amount of success and you're seeing lives change and you're seeing people for the first time have a glimmer of hope and you're being that tool, that vessel, that conduit, and then all of a sudden if you go back home and you're not really living it at home, then it's no fun whatsoever.
Right.
I'm not trying to rush you at all. I'm looking at the clock, and I can foresee that we're not even going to have a chance to go into a whole nother arena. So we'll have to bring you back in a few weeks to just focus in, because what we haven't even hit on, because where you're going with the crash, because I know the story, is through your own experience, you developed a whole, utilizing NECN's products, you developed a whole curriculum, or I guess a whole course of sobriety. Just using NECN, what NECN has to offer, which I think is totally, and I want to focus in on that, but getting back to where your life was literally derailed, what happened?
Well, these self-destructive behaviors involving alcohol and substance abuse took its toll, and I lost the business. I mean, they had put my account on a freeze because a lot of people really care genuinely about me, and I tried to for them, but I just had I was a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I wanted the best for everybody, but it was insurmountable. I couldn't handle. You know, you hear a lot of times people say that God doesn't give you any more than you can handle. Mm-hmm. And I come to believe for myself, Vance, and people listening, that God gives you way more than you can handle, and that's why I've got to turn it back to God. Because mm-hmm. my whole dependence in life was on stuff and things and making people happy and the whole martyr role and all this, and that is way too exhausting to run at life. And so I found myself out of a NECN business. They put it on freeze, and then I couldn't even show up for the trial, so to speak, and so the business had to go away. And to be quite honest with you, it was a huge relief. So the NECN car went away. I mean, everything just went away, and I found myself in the same spot, basically, but much worse than when I started NECN. And I was now once again homeless and basically on the streets of Chicago. I got sober on October 23rd, 1999. But prior to that, a doctor had entered my life who knew me through the whole thing, and he couldn't believe what I was doing to myself. You know, a lot of people tell you, oh, you have so much going for you, you have so much, but if you don't see it, then it just doesn't matter. And so I came to him, and he introduced me to a naturopath doctor. This other guy was a medical doctor, and going to him, he taught me some things about cleansing and fasting, and what happened was I ended up getting on a cleanse for 1 week, and he told me that this cleanse, Sean, would affect your pituitary system, which is like your habit-forming conditioning system of the body. Now, when he said habit-forming conditioning system, I really cued into that, because I said, you mean there's a system in the body that is habit-forming and conditioning? He said, yes, the pituitary. And he says that you can have an effect on that with a very high-frequency diet. You know, everything, as we learn in NECN, has a frequency. You know, the difference is it operating at a higher frequency or a lower frequency? That's why Dr. Wayne Dyer, when he gets gets on stage, he can tell you, he can stand up there on stage as he does many times. I've seen him live, and he'll ask you to tell the truth, and he'll ask you to tell a lie without him knowing. And based on what you're telling him, he can do the muscle testing that we do in Nikan and tell you which one was the truth, because everything has a frequency, even thought. So steel does, everything vibrates, right? Nothing, everything but a mass of electrons spinning at a high rate of speed. And he says, well, that's what we are too, Sean. We are those, we are that energy field as well. And he says, if you do this diet, that depression you're talking about that you've had for many, many years, the borderline schizophrenia that you have, where you're now believing in the invisible people that are chasing you all over this planet, all these things could change very fast. And that was my wake up call, and I did this, and I did 1 week of this, and within, I guess it was like on the sixth or seventh day, I found myself living in a intensive care treatment facility where I lived, by the way, for a year and 8 months. So it was a quick thing as far as me seeing the light, but as far as me getting the life back and getting on my feet, it's a long time. There was a lot of issues I had to go through. But so I moved into this intensive treatment facility, and I lived there for a year and 8 months. And I got to say, though, a week into that cleanse, because I was doing it like I had moved into this facility. And a week into it, I walked outside. I could not believe how I felt. I said, I can't believe that people in this world look at the world like this. I couldn't believe, it was like I had just walked out of the darkest shadow that there could possibly be. So I knew I'd always do Nikan, Vance. I knew that I would get back into it. I knew that, there's only two people that knew me before I got sober that stayed in my life. And one was Chris Gullo. He kept in touch with me the whole time. And the other was another friend of mine, my chiropractor friend of mine. And so I knew, and Chris would kind of, you know, he was calling me just to check on me, see how I was doing. And when I finally got on my feet enough, and it was just, this was only 3.5, 4 years ago, he got me back into Nikan. And by this time, my whole focus on Nikan took a whole other turn, because, you know, as we study things and as we become a part of who we are, we attract what we are in life, you know, not necessarily what we want. And so by this time, I'm now attracting a lot of people who need help with mentally, who are on psychotropic drugs, who take, you know, who have bipolar and depression and all this stuff. And so now I began to get them on the cleanse program, similar to what I was put on, but using all Nikan products. And through this, it's really quite amazing what has happened, because, I mean, you talk about a network system that, you know, where people hear and then they want to call you. I've gotten calls from all over the country. Even recently, the vice president of L'Oreal Cosmetics in New York, she's calling me up. She's like, hey, you told someone who knew someone who knew someone, and then, you know, that's how it got to me, and I want to do that program with you. And so I coach people on the phone, actually. I send text messages, and I get them prepared to do this type of cleanse, which is basically all the nutritionals for a month. And some people, that scares them, so we say, look, you can do it for a week, you can do it for 2 weeks, you can do it for 3 weeks or a month. More than likely, when people do it for 7 days, they see, wow, this feels phenomenal, and they'll want to go further.
So what you, if I hear you correctly, Sean, what you're saying, all, as in A-L-L, the nutritionals, because you're going back to what you experienced with the cleansing of the body and the reprogramming the frequency that you were experiencing, because you, bottom line, you had through substance abuse, because we all do it, whatever our, you know, I guess I could do it with chocolate cake, you know, my addiction for chocolate cake. I let it get out of hand, and was doing it more than, you know, once or twice a week, having a massive, you know, doing it, you know, several times a day, I could totally get out of hand. and I would need something to disrupt that pattern that I'd established, and that's what you're saying you'd be able to do. What do you see? I mean, is there an average price? I mean, when you say all the nutritionals, are you talking a couple $100 worth of, or is it several, or?
No, 600 wholesale.
600 wholesale.
So $600 wholesale. I'm talking about, if you look at that diagram where we have the circle in the middle, and then you got the gastrointestinal, the skeletal, the cardiovascular, the joint, I mean, all of the nutritionals. And then the body balance program in the middle as well, the Siaga juice, the barley grass, actually 3 to 4 servings of barley grass a day, and then water, and that's it. And so I know it sounds pretty drastic,
So it sounds drastic, but what are some of the results? Give us some examples. What have you seen?
I'll give you a lot of examples. I mean, obviously I can give you my own examples, which I will, but, you know, and Nikan, when you see it, it's one thing for it to happen for you, but when you see it in someone else, for me, that's where the juice is. And there is a gentleman who is 60 years old who just got on this cleanse, and he was on 10 prescription drug medications. One was including for bipolar. One was for heart. He was on a couple, 2 or 3 hold on 1 second, sorry.
Go ahead.
For mental, got some kids.
Fortunately for me, one of our daughters is sleeping over at another house, and then the other one had a girl friend over. But they stayed up too late last night, so I don't expect to see them for another few hours.
Well, those actually are not my kids. I've got a house that's still kind of sleeping and drowsing and waking up. I got a house full of family that has come down here for the holiday.
Well,
so
I came down here.
Yeah, right? I came down here to the gym. But getting back to, so I'm down in the gym, talking with you guys. So this gentleman, within 1 month, you guys, now he took all these products to a doctor, and he said, look, do you mind if I, you know, are these products safe enough for me to use? He wasn't going to tell them how he was going to use them, because most people tell them, you know, if you're going to be doing only this, they might be, oh, I don't know if I would do that. What do you mean? You're not going to eat? You know, and it's amazing, because in third world countries, you know, they aren't dying of cancer, they're dying of starvation. If your body's starving, it'll consume the tumor as food. You see, the blood, the average body has 75,000 miles of arteries, veins, and blood vessels. And, you know, if you believe in the number one killer, which is heart, which I think that is the setup, because I think those are all effects. There is such thing as cause and effect, and those are all effects. So we all know that. The environment is what's killing us. The effect is heart, stroke, cancer, so on and so forth. So we'll take heart, for example. Now, what happens when a person has heart issues is that their arteries become clogged and whatever, and what is the cause of? Cholesterol plaque. And so if you listen to people like Dr. Gordon Pedersen or some of these guys that have with Nikan, that if our bodies had a better enzymatic approach, that maybe your body would be a better state of flow. So I'm believing that the constipation that they talk about doesn't just happen in the colon, but also happens within the artery walls. And that's what my doctor of naturopathy was talking to me about. He says that the system gets stopped up in many levels. And so in doing this diet, it is really amazing how just the skin clears up, the eyes clear up, the, you know, your hair. I've seen people where they were like balding, and all of a sudden their hair starts to, you know, come out in areas that it wasn't. I've seen for myself, I have, you know, oh gosh, the joint issues are so much better. Your eyesight, all your senses totally come alive. So your sense of taste, your sense of touch, feel, smell. You have such heightened senses of awareness. It's really, really amazing.
Now, I know that a good portion of the people, when they hear something like, this is all you're going to do for 30 days.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to eat. I mean, water obviously is a necessity, but all you're going to consume is Nika Nutritionals, and you lost the majority of us right there, because that, for our American mindset, or North American mindset for that matter, we just can't fathom pushing back from the table. I mean,
okay. Well, this weekend, we
celebrated Thanksgiving, and the Thanksgiving meal alone is 5,000 calories on average. This love affair with food that we have, and I know it derails us, but tell us what was the end of the story with the gentleman that was on all these different prescriptions that went to his doctor and said, I want to do this, and he didn't tell him that he was only going to do.
After 1 month, he had to start weaning off of some of the prescription drugs, and he went off of, he's now off of half the prescription drugs that he was on. So he's taken only 5 of the 10 that he was taking.
They found you.
Yeah, they did. He's taken only half of the 10 that he was taking.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Because I think.
Say something else. Can I say something else?
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
I want to say something to your last comment about you know. Food. You know, we got to look at what the purpose of eating is. I mean, the purpose, you know, to eat the food that we're eating is to get the nutrition, right?
Well, usually.
So, right. Because the nutrition is out of the food is what keeps us alive. It's not the food itself. So, if you can imagine that, you know, without just nutrition. Now, look, when I'm doing this cleanse, as we're getting ready to do one, me and my wife. I do these like 3 to 4 times a year, you guys, and I only do them a week to 2 weeks. So I don't do them a month any longer, but I do them, I do them about a week or two. And in doing this cleanse, I mean, I'm still able to run, I'm still able to do triathlons, I'm still able to compete. I have more energy, you have way more energy than you ever thought you would. And you see things differently. The habit-forming conditioning system of the body is affected. That's your pituitary system. And we heal ourselves from the head down. So if you can change or affect that pituitary system, it's just amazing how all your other functions just totally come alive. And when you go in the hospital, that snake with the, you know, it goes around that staff, that stands for all the systems in the body. And there's like 7 main systems that Dr. Naturopathy points out, which each of those systems has like 3 different systems. And this, you know, your colon, for example, has sacs in it that correspond with every major organ. So let's just like we look on the bottom of our feet and the insoles we're at the bottom of the feet, we have nerve endings that correspond with every major organ. The colon has that too. So if you have problems like with your heart, or your lymphatic system, or your colon, or liver, there's a certain area in your colon that would be a little bit defunct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I found so amazing when I looked at this chart, that there's sacs, or in the Bible they call them seals, there's systems that are attached to go to each, from your colon to each organ. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And sorry that I'm laughing, because you're doing the same thing that I found myself doing so many times. You want to be polite and politically correct on a conference call, and you're running away from people that you really shouldn't be running from.
Right.
But hey, Sean, why don't we do this? If we could just put a comma right here, so to speak. I would, in a couple weeks, especially going into the new year, because people talk about New Year's resolutions. We have new fads we jump on, and I met a couple the other day sitting in a hot tub actually at the resort where we were for Thanksgiving, and.
Right.
Just in a few minutes, I could tell that I was pushing their buttons because they weren't wanting to give up. And I don't try to be offensive, but it doesn't come naturally. It just they started asking me questions about food, and I just told them straight up that you know their love affair with pork is going to kill them. And again, it was just moderation. They kept justifying it, and I looked at their size compared to what they could be, and. Anyway,
well, everything has a frequency, then dead food would have a different frequency than live food.
Sure.
So you can take raw almonds, and you can take roasted almonds, and you could say, okay, almonds are good for you for this, you know, reason, vitamin E or whatever you want to say. So I guarantee you, eat a handful of roasted almonds, see how you feel, and then later eat a handful of raw almonds and see how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
One has a different frequency than the other. So
absolutely. Especially when you start, you know, if they're smoked almonds and they got barbecue sauce on them or salt or, you know, all the other factors that go into it. But what I'd like to do, Sean, is let's come back and let's open up the line so people
okay.
can fire some questions at you. Because I really feel we touched on something here more than just your life journey, but you're literally being able to set people's lives free by just focusing on one aspect of what Nikan has to offer, just the nutrition and the water, of course, so you're actually focusing on two. And this is something that I'm sure there's other people out there doing it, but not to the level of what you're doing it and the expertise and you know, the knowledge. So why don't we do that? And
okay,
I'll get together and we'll come up with a date. But for those of you who missed this, and we're running through because I'm writing notes as fast as I can, we did record this. It's always recorded at www.canbe4u.biz. That's C-A-N, the letter B as in boy, number 4, the letter U, .biz/S. So that's www.canbe4u.biz/S. Sean McGowan has been our guest, and we're going to have him back because I know that we just started on something that we got to go to hold it because there's so many of us that we forget how powerful Nikan Nutritionals are, and especially doing it something like this could put us in a whole new realm. And is it an investment of finances? Absolutely. But what do we have to lose? I mean, if we just priced out, what do 5 prescriptions cost? I mean, ongoing versus, you know, a monthly shot in the arm of Nikan Nutritionals and water. So, but, Sean, thank you so much for taking away time from your family that's come from away to jump on the phone with us.
You're welcome.
And I'll talk in the next few days with you, and we'll get another date here penciled in and go from there. So let me bid you farewell, and I've got a couple announcements I'm going to make so you can go enjoy your family.
Were they gonna have questions though?
We'll save that till when I have you back. Because
okay,
then we can start the call that way. Because I know there's enough people listening right now that we're gonna have a boatload of questions right from the get go. So we'll come back, talk about
okay,
it, and you can share some more testimonies, and we'll go from there. So
quit
running from your family.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. And you know, I'm not used to doing these online or on the phone interviews. I'm a people person, and I like to read the body language of people listening because sometimes it will give me the direction. Because I like to be led, intuitively led by the frowns or the smiles. And so,
we'll have
take
that.
For granted that hopefully you guys got something out of this.
Trust me, we all did. I'm looking back at my notes, and trust me when I say we did. And you'll be able to hear in the questions when we come back. You'll be able to tell the tone and exactly where we're going with it. So,
okay.
But again, have a wonderful rest of the Thanksgiving weekend, Sean, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Okay, thank you,
all right,
man.
Take care.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.